Chapter 13, A Summary of the Path. Quote, "This is how the complete body of the path that condenses all the principal points of the sutras and tantras is to be approached, and how the opportunities afforded by human rebirth are rendered meaningful. By practicing in this graduated way, one uses the precious Buddha Dharma most effectively for the benefit of oneself and others." Jay Rinpoche himself took the experience of these practices into his own heart, and it is his advice that those who would follow after him do likewise. End of quote. When we speak of the city of enlightenment, it sounds very near and very easy to attain. But when it comes to practice, suddenly it seems very difficult to attain, very far in the distance. This is the contradiction between our thoughts and our application. Instead of becoming disheartened by this realization, we should gather our energy and concentration and focus them on the spiritual practices. Persistence, mindfulness, determination, and an ability to enjoy the art of dwelling in discipline are all that are required in order for steady progress to be generated. A common mistake in practice is to have expectations of quick results. Of course, we should practice as intensely and purely as we can. But unless we have generated the subtle levels of bodily energy and consciousness mentioned before, I feel it is more wise to practice without eyes anxious for signs of quick enlightenment. First, we should try to generate some signs of small attainments. By thinking of enlightenment as something far away, one's practice remains stable and calm. To expect immediate progress is to hinder progress, whereas to practice without expectations makes all attainments possible.